of South Norfolk Baptist Church. First of all, we'd like to welcome those of you who are visiting with us this morning. Our ushers are forward. If you are a visitor among us, would you lift your hand and keep it lifted? Raise your hands if you're a visitor with us. The whole family here, we're glad to have you. Are there others who are visiting there in the middle? We are glad that you are visiting with us this morning, and when the offering plate is passed, if you'll put that visitor's card in the plate, we would appreciate it. Thank you, so that we'll have a record of your visit. We have three new members in Sunday school this morning. In adult one, Mary, Denny, and Virginia Hebert. And in children three, Tara Carlock. So we welcome you to our Sunday school, and we pray that you will receive a blessing by attending every Sunday. If you're not a member of Sunday school, we encourage you to be here at 9:30 every Sunday morning, and there is a place for every age group. Let me share some announcements of the week also. Today at noon, our Sunday school council, those of you who are department directors, are asked to be here for. We have a luncheon, covered dish luncheon at 12. If you cannot be here for the lunch, we will probably begin around 1 o'clock. So if you can hurry home and grab something to eat and come back, then be here by about 1. This is a very important week in our Sunday school as we do our training for the year, our main emphasis on training through our preparation week. The schedule is listed here in your bulletin on Monday and Tuesday from 7 to 9:30. There are age group conferences for preschool, children, youth, and adult, if you are leaders in any of those. And if you are a Sunday school leader, you are a leader in one of those divisions. So I encourage you and ask you to please be here both of those nights for training. And then on Wednesday night, our monthly Sunday school supper is 6. And that is, there's a list on my door to sign for reservations. At 6:30, that's the time for you and your department to meet together and make plans for the quarter and for the year. So if you remember those things of Sunday school interest, and those of you who are our leadership, in a few moments we'll be recognizing those of you who are leadership for our 1983-84 year. On Wednesday also, those of you who are on WMU Council, leaders in our WMU, a note that at 11 o'clock there will be a WMU Council meeting. There is a change of time. You usually meet at 10, but you'll meet at 11. So note that, and there'll be also a light snack provided. At this time, Billy Bryant will come with an announcement to share with you.
I was asked to come and advise you that Wednesday night, the church voted on another church bus. I use new loosely there, but it is new to us. We voted to go ahead and get a used church bus, which I brought this morning and parked it in the parking lot next to the church building. The pledges that were made in June, when we passed the pledge cards, that we asked that if you can get the money in immediately or as soon as possible, next week or two, so we can go ahead with the purchase of this bus. We've got a set, it's a 1980 Ford bus. It is air conditioned with tinted windows, power steering, and automatic transmission. So it makes it easy for both the senior adults, the young adults, and the middle-aged adults, and the children groups to be able to go out and use it this year. It's a short body bus, and I hope that the church can get a lot of use out of it. Mike Hopkins here did a lot of work on research for us, digging up information on buses, and we went about looking for new buses, and just a lot of work in the past year or so, and the church finally decided to go with the bus that we've got in the lot. So if you've made a pledge, we ask if you would go ahead and try to get the money into the church as quickly as you can so we can close this deal on the bus. And if you haven't made a pledge and would like to give a love offering, just mark it on an envelope and write on the envelope bus offering and turn it in into the offering plate or give it to Mr. Allen during the week so we can go ahead and close on this. But we thank you for your help in helping us select the bus that y'all would be happy with. Thank you.
Take your hymnal and turn with me to hymn number 13, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Hymn number 13 as we stand and sing together, please.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, to my heart to sing our Our Father, as we bow once again in thy presence, we come with deep humility, asking thy presence to be upon us, and cause thy face, Lord, to shine upon us, and may we discover today something of God's great plan for his church and for his kingdom. Now lead us, we pray, to rejoice in this time together, because we're committing it to thee, in Jesus' name, amen.
We come this morning to a very important time in the life of our church, as we recognize those of you and help you to commit yourself to the work of those of you who will become Sunday school leaders for 1983-84. Our theme, an honor, a privilege, a responsibility in Sunday school leadership. I hope that each of you who have accepted a job have truly sought the Lord's guidance before you said yes. The committee who seek and ask you to take the job has been led of the Lord to do that. And I hope that you will take that as a commitment, and you'll commit your job, your new responsibility, to the Lord. I'd like to recognize those of you who are our new Sunday school leadership. Some of you, many of you, are not new to the leadership responsibility. You're old hands at it, and we are glad that you are continuing to serve the Lord in this way. We do have some new workers that we are very proud of, and we pray that this will be a very profitable year for the Lord. I want to call your names and the position that you'll be leading this year. I ask you that you stand. And after we stand, I'd like to read the letter that is in your insert. And this is a letter from the Apostle Paul. And it is using the scripture that he has used. And I hope that you'll take this as your personal letter as to what you need to be as Sunday school workers. Okay, I will call your name and I'll ask you to remain standing throughout the time that I list all of them. Our 1983-84 Sunday School Officers and Teachers, Sunday School Director, Mutt Harrell. Associate Sunday School Director, Julian Parcell. Director of Teacher Improvement and Training, Billy Bryant. Outreach Director, Truman Close. Associate Outreach Director, Rachel Fatherly. General Secretary, H.L. Miller. Vacation Bible School Director, Kay Close. And Associate Bible School Director, Joan Ross. In our preschool division, our director, Julia Umflett, her associate, Ginger Prescott, our outreach director and secretary, Margaret Bunch, our cradle roll director, Annie Fletcher, our cradle roll visitors, Lexi Elliott, Barbara Parsons, and Gail McPherson. In Bertha 1, director, Lexi Elliott, teachers, Margaret Graves, and Lily Brothers. Age 1, our director, Ginger Prescott, teacher, Daphne Young. Age 2, director, Brenda Rollins, teacher, Pauline Bradshaw. Age 3, director, Louise Goodwin, teachers, Connie Lindell and Ann McMillan. In age 4, our director, Margaret Foster, and teachers, Katie Bullock and Ray Horton. Age 5, our director, Linda Matthews, with teachers, Russell Matthews and Linda White. Our children's division, children 1, director, Pearl White. Outreach, Odell Stewart, teachers, Faye Harper and Florence Bryant. Children 2, director, Joyce Batten. Outreach, Becky Batten, and teacher, Kay Close. Outreach 3 and 4, for children 3 and 4, is Irene Taylor. Children 3, director, Evelyn Spruill. Teachers, Jennifer Van Davier and Donna Collins. And children 4, director, Carol Alexander, with teachers, Marilyn Burgess, Angie Slazak, and Mike Slazak. Children 5, our director, Billy Mae Gregory, with teachers Jackie Mizell, Ernie Mizell, and Billy Bagwell. And children 6, our director is Joan Ross, teachers Warren Prescott, and outreach Donald Thomas. In Youth 1, our director is Leonard Horton, with teachers Tommy Dunning, Carolyn Dunning, and David Hensley. Youth 2, director Mary Lee Joyce, teachers Cheryl Todd, Dennis Phelps, and Norma Overton. In Youth 3, our director Debbie Jones and teacher Mike Jones. Our adult division, Adult 1 Singles Director Sharon Spivey, and teacher Walter Van Davier. Adult One Marys, our director is Peggy Griffin, outreach is Sheila Bryant, teacher Billy Bryant, and associate teacher Bob Wetherington. In Adult Two, our director is Kenny Young, our associate director Tommy McMillan, outreach Jimmy Sands, the couples teacher Billy Todd, the pianist Kay Martin, the men's class teacher Truman Close, the ladies class Louise Curling, associate teacher there is Annette Creekmore. In Adult Three, our director is Eileen Johnson, our associate director is Will Parsons, outreach is Eva Thomas, our secretary is Jimmy Scott, the greeter is Lee Tatum, and the pianist Patsy Bias. The ladies' class teachers are Gladys Fulcher, Mary Benton, and Noni Rose. Our men's class teachers, Jimmy Gerganis and Willard Fulcher. Our associate there is Bill Overton. In Adult Four, our director is N.J. Babb, his associate Monroe Simmons, secretary Woodrow Bunch, song leader Jack Hollowell, his associate Leon Middleton, pianist Virgie Branch, and the substitute is Ms. Ruby Hobbs. Friendship class, Ruby Hobbs, and associate there is Alethea Todd. The faithful workers class, Bessie Briggs. Ruth class, Marjorie White. The Goodwill Bible class, teacher Gail Harrell, associate John Trafton. Our pastor's class, Frank Hughes Jr. And then our homebound director, department director, is N.J. Babb. This is a large number of people and leaders in our church. I'd like to read this letter to you. A letter from the Apostle Paul. Dear ambassadors for Christ, you enjoy a unique role in your church. You have been chosen to be laborers together with God. As one of his laborers, you have been given some wonderful privileges. Let me point out a few. You have the privilege to continue in prayer. As I told my friends at Philippi, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Since the Christian life is never a standstill, another of your privileges is to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Still another privilege as Christ's ambassadors is to pass on to someone else truths of the gospel you have learned and to set a good example. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And finally, it is your privilege to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Remember, God's grace is sufficient for those who labor with him week by week. Yours in Christ, Paul. A hymn of dedication that I would like the whole congregation to share with as we dedicate our new workers, 366, Take My Life, Lead Me, Lord.
Take my life, lead me on. Take my life.
Shall we get our Bibles and turn to Exodus chapter 3? Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that, he turned aside to see God, called him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my children, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites. And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of this wonderful experience in the life of Moses. Now shall we come to a time of prayer and meditation in which we invite you to share in. Shall we bow reverently before God? Our Father, with a great deal of awe, we have spread out before Thee the desires of our hearts this morning. For we remember and know that each individual has his own personal need. We come to Thee, our Father, also praying for this great group of people who will be working in our Sunday school, that Thou shalt give them strength to render this service. Give them the grace to see the needs of our children today and even of our children's children tomorrow. That the heritage of the gospel fail not, because we are slack or because of our infidelity. Heavenly Father, we pray that Thou shalt help the church to enlarge upon the present with great encouragement, as we can see what Jesus has promised and prophesied for the future, that his kingdom would not fail, but that it would be secure. And we pray, our Father, that thou would save us from dwelling or living upon the past, or even resting upon the work which others have accomplished. Help us this day, our Father, to find a new beginning and a new vision in our own hearts, to see and to know our own duty and our own place in the work of thy church in the midst of this world. We pray that thou shalt keep us from pride, and help us, our Father, not to be hindered by common things of life, but help us to be sheltered in thy love as we go forward, not seeking personal glory or position, but seeking that God shall be glorified in the demonstration of his presence as he works and continues to work in the midst of these thy people. Now, Father, for special prayers we offer in behalf of the sick, the needy, the troubled. Quicken us to get thy message in truth today, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Our offertory hymn is number 58. Hymn number 58, as we sing just the first and last stanzas of Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, as we stand, please.
Father, bless the tithes and offerings of our hands in the Sunday school and at this hour, and multiply the usefulness to meet the needs of thy people. For Christ's sake, amen. Thank you.
Jesus, thou hast brought us.